Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today, we conclude our discussion on getting more done. And I don't think any dialogue on this concept would be complete without discussing the value of your time. So if you're in a position where you can delegate tasks to other people, you need to get very clear about what your time is actually worth. Now, we've talked about this on past podcasts, but what I'm asking you to do is just do the math on what your annual income is and divide that number by the number of hours you work over the course of the year and get a sense for what is that value of your time. And then what I want you to do is once you come up with that number, next I want you to look at your daily tasks and I want you to ask yourself, do each one of these justify my time? In other words, would you pay somebody as much as you get paid to perform that task? And so what you want to do here is you want to start to look at places where you can offload some of those activities so that you can free yourself up to get to do the more productive things for you. And you want to look for alignment in tasks that drive the greatest amount of revenue and those that you most excel or enjoy. And so really this is important because what you'll find is that those tasks that you find that you're really good at, typically those are going to be tasks that drive revenue. If you're great in front of people, right, and you're not great at filing papers, well, you know what? There's far more in it for you if you stay in front of people and convince them to do business with you, right? That is the highest value of your time. So see where you can, how you can spend more time doing what it is that you excel at, doing what drives you the most revenue, right? And then start to delegate everything else. And if you're able to do this, not only will you ultimately become more productive, you'll enjoy what you do more because now you're going to spend the majority of your time doing what you actually like. And that's what this thing is all about. What we have to realize is that we all want to get more done, but we also have to realize that time is a finite resource. You have to focus on the highest and the best use of your time. And in the end, the more productive you become, the better you manage your time, the more successful you'll be. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe, and you can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I just ask you for that opportunity. Let me be that person for you, and commit to joining me for a few minutes a day. It costs you nothing to do it, and there are significant gains that can be made by getting here. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this weekend, I just want you to focus on how you can get more done. And I want you to understand the value of your time. Look at your tasks, identify those things that you should be doing that are worth your time, and look at those things that you shouldn't be doing that you should offload to somebody else, and start to get very clear about what that needs to be and act on it. And at the end of the day, if you're successful in doing this, you'll be far more productive, and that should translate to the bottom line. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.